This Dream Team interview is sponsored by Mulch's Country Mart in Carrollton. I'm talking to Coach Scott Singleton of the Brunswick girls team, and his nominations this year are Alyssa Pulley and Abby Dobbins. Coach, let's start with leadership. You must have nominated these girls for many reasons, but leadership has to be a big one. Kind of tell me about how they're able to lead the team on a weekly basis, night in and night out.
For sure. Both these girls that I nominated, Alyssa Pulley and Abby Dobbins, they were usually the first ones in the gym for practice, and that's kind of where it started. They were in there right before, sometimes before practice started, getting shots up after school, before game, an hour and a half before game, getting ready and shooting shots and helping some of the other of their teammates. And it didn't stop pregame on the court. Both of these girls were a huge asset in the leadership role, helping especially some of our younger sophomore and freshman girls get into the flow of the game and let them know what they need to be doing better or what they're doing very well.
Looking at Alyssa, she's a senior, and I'm curious to know if she's been around the program since maybe her freshman or sophomore year, and kind of talk about maybe the growth that she's, you know, the growth that you've seen her take throughout the years over at Brunswick and on the team, and kind of also, I guess you can also talk about Abby as well because she's a junior. Kind of how have you seen them grow maybe this season and due to previous seasons as well?
Sure. I'll start with Alyssa. This is my first year coaching girls basketball here at Brunswick, but I came to several of their games previous year. She's played since freshman year, and she made huge leaps and bounds this year in her post play. Last year she had some issues with foul trouble, fouling out. I think she kept that to only two or three games this year where she fouled out, and she upped her number in blocks. She had 40 blocks this season for us, and for not being, she's right around 5'9", 5'10", not super tall, but she was able to kind of impose on some of those players her same height or a little shorter. She was able to protect the rim a little bit for us. And scoring-wise, she's developed some post moves this season that really helped us, and she was our second leading scorer, which in previous years she was third or fourth. So she improved there quite a bit. And with Abby Dobbins, she's just a solid player all the way around. She was their leading scorer last year, and again this year. She kind of started off slow in the year, but her last, I think, 10 games, she averaged between 15 and 20 points per game. So she really came on late, and she just doesn't score. She's defensively, she gets steals. She was our second leading rebounder, first in assists. So she did a lot for us, and she had to play some in the post, even being a smaller guard or post. She's about 5'6", 5'7". She was in the post some for us, too. So she's just a great athlete all the way around.
Well, with Abby, a junior, probably will return next year. What can you expect? What areas can she even grow further in?
With Abby, she's probably we're going to lose all our height this year with Alyssa graduating. So with Abby, she's maybe going to have to play a little bit more post for us and improve her rebounding a little more and learn how to rebound with not having that size. And that's going to be something key that we're going to have to improve on next year for sure. And we're going to be fast, and we'll be mainly a senior group next year, so that'll help us with having that basketball knowledge, and she's for sure has that.
Alyssa will be leaving high school in just a few months. What legacy will she leave behind?
The legacy that she's going to leave behind is having fun while you're playing basketball. There wasn't a single game that she didn't have a smile on her face. Even if she was fouling out, she had a smile on all the time and knew that when she showed up, it was time to work hard and have fun while you're doing it. And she kept everybody enjoying the game when we were there. So that's something that she will definitely leave this team with.